Live radio play-by-play coverage of NCAA baseball between the Liberty Flames and UNC Asheville Bulldogs continues right now on the Liberty Flames Sports Network. With the call, here's Alan York and Billy Daniels.
2-1, Asheville leads Liberty as we go to the bottom half of the eighth, and a new pitcher in for UNC Asheville. It's a lefty, Nick Schiavone. It looks like Schiavone, not to be mistaken by Tony Schiavone, the former WCW ring reporter, who now does a great job, ironically enough, is a minor league broadcaster for the AAA Gwinnett Braves.
Really?
Yep. But Nick Schiavone is in the ballgame now. And as we look at Schiavone's numbers, 22nd appearance, that's a team high. 23 runs on 17 hits. And 21 in the third innings. Only 12 of the 23 runs he's given up have been earned. So he hasn't had much help defensively. And we're going to need a pinch hitter now. It's Andrew Yasik.
And to be I tell you, you don't see many submarine lefties. You know, you would think they'd be tougher on lefties. Actually, look at the splits. Actually, lefties hit Schiavone better. But they're bringing Yasik, see if he can get something going.
Andrew, freshman, big right-handed stick. First pitch, takes it down low, ball one. Flames down by one. Liberty had the tying run thrown out at home plate in the sixth. Double play ground out in the seventh. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a foul ball back, and it's 1-1. Even the foul balls off of Yasik's bat sound like just bombs.
Yeah, no, he is a, boy, to be a freshman, he is put together, my goodness. But he's
a great way to put it.
He's got the chance to tie this up in one swing.
1-1 outside, ball two.
I was talking to, man, I forget who I was talking to yesterday, and they said they'll get done lifting and Yasik will go over to La Haye or somewhere else and do a workout on top of the workout they just did.
2-1 to count. Schiavone, the lefty, brings it. Yasik swings through it, 2-2. Yasik batting for Dylan Allen, who finishes the day 0-2. Yasik on the year, 22 of 88, batting 250. Three home runs, 14 RBIs. The 2-2 pitch. Swung on, bloop to center. Will it get down? Going back to second baseman. It will drop in for a base hit. Kyle Tolles at second, the closest one to it. As he emerged right there with Tanner Bush just outside the brand-new LU logo stitched in shallow center. So a leadoff single for Yasik, and he'll be pinch run for by Jake Kimball at first base.
That is that is a huge rally starter right there. I mean, now I expect with Parrott coming up, you'll see Parrott, well, what Parrott's probably going to do is he's probably going to sack bunt here, but with his speed, he's probably going to go ahead and more act like he's going to be bunting for a hit right here. You know, take a shot at that with his speed, and then you got the lineup turning over with Lasik, Shepard, and Sees coming up. You know, it could be a good spot for the Flames right now with what's going on.
Corners will pinch in at first and third, nobody out. Parrott to bunt, pulls back, ball one.
I tell you, knowing Coach Toman a little bit, you know, I would not put it past him to maybe put on a little hit and run here. They think he's bunting, but you know, I many times we go ahead and you know that he doesn't get the first bunt down, then all of a sudden you switch it up, and because the pitcher's most of the time going to be throwing a fastball, you go ahead and set the guy in motion and tell your guy to go ahead and start swinging, especially with two fast guys up with Parrott and Kimball. So
Parrott just went over to talk to Jim Thoman. As time was called, Parrott now climbs back in the box, hitting right-handed. Flames down by one. Nobody out. Tied run in Jake Kimball at first base. Nick Schiavone, the left-handed pitcher, comes to the plate. Parrott squares to bunt. Pulls back. Ball two.
You know, it just hit me that I used to coach there, and I know exactly what Coach Toman's doing. I could just look down and see his signs. So we're going to be bunting again right here.
Here we go. the advantages of having Billy in the booth paying off huge dividends right now.
It's amazing what you forget.
Barrett will bunt, pulls back ball three. So Ashton Barrett is up in the count now 3-0. Take it off or still leave him one in there to bunt?
Well, what he's going to be doing right here is because he's going to be showing the bunt again, but he's going to be pulling it back and taking a pitch because every time he's holding the bat out there, for some reason, Schiavone's having trouble throwing it right over the plate when he's faking bunting. So I expect him to pull it back right here again.
Here's the 3-0. Schiavone gets in there for a strike this time, 3-1.
He almost ran it away, but Coach put on the bunt again, but, you know, he's going to get it out there, but we'll see if Schiavone can throw two strikes in a row, though.
Asheville leads 2-1. Nobody out. Bottom of the eighth. Tie and run at first base.
Third baseman's back. He better be careful. Parrott's going to find himself a single.
Here's the 3-1. Parrott to bunt. Pulls back and could not get it down. He offered at it. It's going to be now full count, 3-2.
3-2. Coach put on the bunt again. He's Parrott's going to have to get it down this time.
Ashton Parrott at the plate, 0-1. He's been hit by a pitch. Here's the 3-2. Parrott to bunt again. This time he gets it down right in front of the plate. Turner, the catcher, throws to first in time. And the sacrifice moves Kimball to second into scoring position.
I tell you, that's a that's a tester right there where Coach puts that on and hey, you either get it down or don't. You when you come back to the dugout, you come to the other side of the dugout. I don't want you coming near me.
So the sacrifice now will turn the lineup over for Nick Lasick. He's 1-for-3. Lasick singled and scored in the fourth. He's also struck out, popped out to left. Tied run, and Jake Kimball at second base with one away. First pitch by Schiavone. Down low with an off speed, ball one.
I'll tell you, if this third baseman plays any further back, I would not be surprised to see Lasick put down a drag bunt here for a hit. You know, especially being lefty on lefty, a little tougher on him. He very well may do that, and that third baseman is not respecting that bunt very much right now.
1-0 the count to Lasick. Schiavone comes sidearm. Lasick squared the bunt, pulled back for a ball, 2-0.
He saw it too.
Yep.
But the thing that does is he shows the bunt. The third baseman now, hey, he's playing back again. But usually the third baseman has to come up and respect it, which opens up the gap between third base and the shortstop. And, you know, it opens that up a little bit so that those hard, you know, ground balls that he hits to that side can open up. So, you know, not every time when these left-handers are showing to bunt, are they actually doing it to bunt? Sometimes they're just doing it so the third baseman will come in, which will open up the holes
right
on the other side. So sometimes it's strategic.
2-1 Asheville. Meeting at the mound right now with Jeremy Plexico, the pitching coach for UNC Asheville. He brings his entire infield in. And this game has not been short of drama throughout the entire game. Asheville took an early 1-0 lead in the first, and then Liberty tied it with a Dalton Britt single in the fourth. Asheville retook the lead with a two-out RBI triple by Derek Smith in the fifth. Liberty has had some runners on, but has hit into four double plays today, including one runner thrown out at home plate. Here's the 2-0 to Nick Lasick. In there for a strike, and it's 2-1.
Tell you, the Flames' goal right now is to get Ryan Cease up with some men on base. So that's going to require either Lasick or Shepard getting on base because we got one out right now.
2-1 to count to Lasick. Jake Kimball, the tying run at second base. Nick Schiavone with the pitch. Off speed, lifted into shallow right, charging in the right fielder, Treadway. He makes the catch. Kimball will not tag. Really good arm by Treadway as he shows it off, throws it back into the infield, and now there are two outs.
Yeah, he did show it off a little bit there. That was one of those, hey, I got it. Just so you know, just in case you want to test it, it's here.
Tommy Homarden left's got one as well as he hosed Will Shepard, who's batting right now. Shepard last time up double to lead off the sixth. But he was thrown out at home plate on a double play. So Shepard, who's 1-for-2, also has a sack bunt, comes up batting right-handed with 2 outs. Tying run at second base in the eighth. Schiavone's pitch. Fouled off right back to the backstop. Count 0-1.
Yeah, this is same line I used earlier. This is where they say 2 out hits win ball games. You have to have 2 out base hits.
Shepard's double back in the sixth went deep to left. It bounced into the Flames bullpen. Came about 5 yards away from hitting it out. The 0-1. Fastball away. Evens the count to 1-1.
And this is what we were talking about, the impact that Ryan Cease has earlier. Cease doesn't just impact his at-bat. He's now impacting Shepard's at-bat because they have to pitch to Shepard. They don't want to face Cease. So Shepard is going to see pitches, but he's going to have to make them pay. But, you know, Cease is affecting the at-bat right now, not even hitting.
Right, 1-1 pitch, curveball outside, 2-1.
I mean, 2-1, they don't want to face Cease. This is going to be a big pitch right here. Shepard's got to know it. They're going to be coming right at him right here. He's got to be ready.
Jake Kimble, pinch running for Andrew Yasek, who led off the inning with a bloop single. Ashton Parrott sacrificed him to second. Here's the 2-1. Chopper, slow roller, third base side. It's going to roll foul just outside the bag. Robbie McIntosh charged in from third and did a bunny hop right over it as he saw the spin going towards third base coach Jason Murray.
That was a last-minute decision right there. That thing was spinning.
2-2 the count to Will Shepard, freshman from Wilkesboro, North Carolina. Prepped at West Wilkes High School, the male athlete of the year for the Blackhawks a year ago. Has been inserted into the lineup this year as a freshman, batting right at 300. Big pitch coming here to him from Nick Schiavone. Tying run at second, the 2-2. Just missed outside, 3-2.
That is very good pitch recognition right there. That is tough to take.
Payoff pitch coming out to Shepard. Jake Kimble still at second base.
Say, if Kimble can get a walking lead here, you may see him try to start setting in motion as well. Because they're not paying much attention
none.
To him. He's not moving though.
Here's the 3-2 pitch to Shepard. Off speed, grounds going into left field, base hit. Rounding third is Kimble. He will score, and we're tied at 2.
Coming up big.
Will Shepard.
Hey, just like it said in the stats, we got the stat right here. With runners in scoring position and 2 outs, Will Shepard's leading the team by 100 points,
wow.
Hitting 500. The next closest guy was Dylan Allen at 400, but that is the spot that Shepard just lives for, and he does it again.
Sharp single into left field, scoring Kimble. And here comes Ryan Cease, who for the first time will bat right-handed. Switch hitter. Hit from the left side, his first 3 at-bats. Against the righty, Joe Zients. Now Nick Schiavone, the lefty, is in. And Cease on the day, 0-for-2. Go-ahead run at first base and Will Shepard. First pitch, Shin bounced it to Sam Turner, the catcher. Takes it for a ball, 1-0. Tied at 2 here in the bottom of the 8th with 2 outs. Both runs for Liberty today have come with 2 outs, and that's should not surprise anybody. Liberty does a lot of their damage with 2 outs. The 1-0. Outside, ball 2.
Yeah, and we now have gotten into the war of bullpens. So, and that's actually kind of a benefit for the Flames a little bit, because that is one of their strengths with Parrott and Marsh and Clowers and these guys that have been so solid this year.
2-0 to C's. Swing and a miss. Good cut.
Oof.
Just missed it. 2-1 now.
He wasn't trying for a single on that one.
Will Shepard, the hero so far, tied the game up with a 2-out RBI single. He's at first. Here's the 2-1 to C's. Off speed that time by Schiavone. Swing and a miss. It's now 2-2.
Yeah, C's looks a little bit uncomfortable with this sidearm lefty.
Ryan hit by a pitch in the first. He was picked off, struck out in the fourth, grounded out to first in the sixth. Two-two pitch. Down low, ball three.
Well, the nice thing this does now is 3-2, Shepard can be moving right here. So if you go anything that's close to the gaps, Shepard's going to have a chance to score. Gaps or down the line, either way.
Nick Schiavone comes set. Here's the payoff. Sees. Delivers it deep to right towards the gap. And gone, a home run. He's done it again.
That is when you, as a right-handed hitter, can drive a ball on a line out to right center. That's power. That's a fantastic hitter. Not many guys can do that. That's special.
And Liberty now leads it 4-2.
Well, we were talking about earlier the Flames being able to just flip the switch. It worked today.
I keep telling people, Billy, if you haven't seen Ryan Cease play, you've got probably 2-3 weeks left before. I mean, he's going to get some looks being a junior, and he is that good. Oh, my gosh, he is so good.
There is – most guys hit that ball right there, and off the bat, it looks like it's just going to be into a gap.
Right.
But with Cease, he's so strong, and his swing is so good, and he creates so much backspin on the baseball that the ball just keeps going. And you know that's a professional swing. That's not an average swing. It's a professional swing, and he does it from both sides of the plate, which is you know, he's an excellent hitter.
UNC Asheville goes to the bullpen. We'll duck out for this minute break. 4-2 Liberty, 2 outs, bottom of the eighth on the Liberty Flames Sports Network. Bottom half of the eighth inning, Liberty batting with 2 outs. And Liberty probably wishes it would have 2 outs just all the time. I mean, because the production that the Flames have with 2 outs is just unheard of, and they've done it again here today. Will Shepard, 2-out RBI, single to tie it at 2. And then Ryan Cease, 2-run home run, opposite field, over the right center field wall, has put the Flames up 4-2. Now Becker Sankey to the plate, batting right-handed against pitcher Scott Robinson, who we saw last night. Next pitch inside. Ball one, and as we look, Flames up now by 2. Ashton Parrott warming up in the bullpen. Back behind the left field wall.
Say they brought in the first lefty to sling it from the side, and bring in the righty now to sling it from the right side. They finding guys to try and just cut some outs to shorten the game. The Flames did a good job in being able to scratch a few across.
Sankey today, one official at bat, double play ground out last time up. He has also walked and been hit by a pinch. 2-2 the count, 2 outs. 4-2 Liberty, bottom of the eighth.
I tell you, C's just he some guys can take it to another level when they need to. And you know, he's done it all season.
2-2 pitch popped up back behind first base, shallow right. Second baseman being called off by Philip Treadway, the right fielder. as he makes the grab for out number three. Liberty scores three runs on three hits. The clutch two-run home run by Ryan Sees has given the Flames the lead. And we go to the top of the ninth, and here comes Ashton Parrott in line for potentially his 11th save of the year. Stay tuned. Ninth inning coming up on the Liberty Flames Sports Network.